I think you're going to absolutely love my next guest today. Her name is Georgia Lashman. You'll find her on Instagram called Confessions of a G-Cup. And Georgia is the founder of a phenomenal body positive event based in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, called the Big Booby Bash. And I went along. This was the first time I've been to an event like this. I was blown away by the energy, the laughter, the generous vibe in the room. Like, Georgia had arranged all these beautiful gifts and a gift bag for the attendees, including the Spicy Boudoir. We donated a huge hamper for one of the major door prizes. And it was just incredible. If you have a look through our Instagram feed and also at Georgia's Confessions of a G-Cup, you'll see some amazing video of ordinary women strutting their stuff down a runway. Some of those women had never, ever done anything like that before, and here they were in lingerie and togs or bathers or swimming costumes, whoever you like to call it. For us Queenslanders, it's togs. And I cannot wait for the next event. So come on, have a listen. Georgia's great. She's really cracked onto something here. And as I said, I'm really excited about going to the next event.
Thank you for joining the Maven's Private Diaries, brought to you by thespicyboudoir.com, purveyor of high-quality, premium, body-safe pleasure products for the over 50s and people living with a disability.
Hi, my name is Susan, and these are my private diaries. Occasionally, I will host a guest speaker or read out someone else's diary, with their permission, of course.
Content warning.
This podcast contains the occasional swear word, lewd comments, and discussion around sex.
Warning.
You will no doubt hear the emotional pangs of a woman who has lost her libido to menopause. Listen at your own risk and enjoy. Hi, everybody. It's Susan. Thanks for joining us again today. I'm speaking with the delightful Georgia Lashman, who is the founder of the Big Booby Bash here in Brisbane. And I was so lucky to actually go along to the event this year because COVID, you know, really has shat on so many things. So hi, Georgia. I'm really excited that you're here having a chat with me today. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Susan. Thanks so much for having me. It was such a pleasure to have you at Big Booby Bash. Oh, you can see my dog in the background playing with his toy.
He's got his special toy.
Yes, he does. Oh, whole bed full of them. But yeah, it was great to have you at Big Booby Bash. Pleasure to absolutely host the fourth one this year as well. So COVID really put a spanner in the works for us there. Mm. But pulled through this one, which was great.
Yeah. Oh, look, that afternoon was probably one of the best events I've ever been to.
Yeah.
My face was absolutely aching from constantly smiling.
Yeah.
And just for our listeners, the Big Booby Bash, it is about big boobs. And I'll get Georgia to explain, but basically the event was coming along all these gorgeous women of all ages. That's what I really liked as well. The variety of ages. And we had some beautiful refreshments. I think it was a mimosa on arrival.
Yeah, mimosa on arrival.
Yes.
Everyone loves a good heart starter.
And then there was a fashion parade and then a panel. And also you had some magnificent giveaways for a gift bag for every attendee and then a door prize. And I was really happy as the Spicy Boudoir to donate a fantastic prize.
Yeah.
But can you give us a rundown? What was the motivation for you to create the Big Booby Bash and what messages are there behind it? Because it's not just about boobs, is it?
No, it's grown to be a lot more than that. So I guess from the beginning, so I've got an Instagram page called Confessions of a G-Cup and where I basically promote brands and work with brands to showcase what they provide for a larger bust. So basically my boobs are the model for these companies, which is really great. I like that. So about 4 years ago, I did a post around how long have you followed me for, what keeps you around? And basically from that interaction on that post, I decided to create an event to bring these women, to bring these breast owners together, to celebrate all things boobs and being a breast owner. And yeah, and so there came Big Booby Bash. So the one that I hosted in February of this year was the fourth event that I hosted, and it was the biggest one. So a nice big, thanks COVID. You're done. Yeah. You're done. Yeah. So this one was the fourth one. It was the biggest event that I held, biggest space we've had as well. I've hosted in, and there was around 80 breast owners came to that event. Yeah, so pretty proud of it.
Yeah, from that event, I got to meet the gorgeous Maya Diamante, who was one of your performers.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Maya? And let's chat about what Maya, how she opened the event for you.
Yep. So she did a burlesque performance on the importance of checking your melons, aka your boobs. So from the last Big Booby Bash that I hosted, I had a family friend demonstrate how to check yourself for breast cancer. She is a breast cancer survivor, and so from that demonstration, my auntie actually found breast cancer in her breast. Yeah, so she went through all the treatment, but that made me realize, you know, it was so close to my family that it's so important, because people don't check it, and it's so easy to do so. So I contacted the local burlesque girls group of people, and basically put my pitch to them and asked who would be interested in doing it. And Maya put her hand up, and she had also, her family had been affected by breast cancer. So she did a performance on how to check your melons to a nursery rhyme, so it's easy to remember for the person that was in the audience. And she dressed up as a watermelon, and she had little nipple pasties that were watermelons, and she made them all herself, and it was amazing.
It was a good way to get a message across that sometimes people are a little bit awkward talking about.
Yeah,
and I think it was the Hokey Pokey.
Yes,
it was the Hokey Pokey that she put lyrics to.
Yeah.
So I thought that really opened the show beautifully and set the scene. Mm-hmm. I think it created a really good vibe in the room.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember, you know, the sequence of the show, you know, who opened first in terms of which labels. But the models, oh, I tell you, every single
fantastic
model.
Yeah.
Just blew me away.
Yeah, they're so incredible. They volunteered to do it. So the breast owners, they just follow Confessions of a G-Cup. Mm-hmm. And I put a call out and say, who wants to do this? There's no size restrictions, it's basically if you want to put yourself out of your comfort zone and feel the best you've ever felt, then, come along. And there was, I think there was 13 or 14 women that, decided to run that catwalk, and they absolutely owned it. So, and you could see their confidence growing each one. And it's amazing to see. It's such a hype. And the energy from those girls afterwards was just wild.
Before the show started, I was sitting in the lounge talking with a couple of the women, including Ellie from Comfortable in My Skin, who I've recently also interviewed, and she's on this podcast. For those not sure, Ellie is driving around Australia in her pussy wagon. And she's photographing women's vulvas. She's aiming for 500 vulvas to make a coffee book, but also a book that can be used by doctors to educate women that your vulva is just fine the way it is. But some of the women I spoke to at that time, they were really nervous about getting on stage. Because they were bearing their flesh. And I just know from observing And like, and I'm a larger person. I've got plenty of cellulite, plenty of wobbly bits. I guess I've reached a point in my life where I just don't give a shit anymore what people think about the size of my bum or how much cellulite. Like, I'll go and get my kid off at the beach.
Yeah, good.
Gladly, like a public beach and a free beach.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just don't care. It's not important, but I can understand how it impacts people's confidence.
Yeah. And
from someone sitting, you know, watching these women, I can tell you every costume change, they lifted higher and higher and higher. Every time they strutted themselves down that catwalk.
It was a new move. It was a bigger step. It was a bigger swing of the hip. It was, loved it. Absolutely loved it. So what I would normally do is have all the models over for dinner to my house and so they can all meet beforehand. But I didn't want one of them to not know that they had COVID and then they all get COVID. So I couldn't actually do that this time. So, yeah, so I had that struggle of them not actually meeting each other before the event. So they arrived earlier. We kind of did a bit of a quick bonding session and then it was, okay, this is the time that you're going to walk the catwalk and go.
Well, let me congratulate you on that, Georgia.
Thank you.
I did not know that was the very first time that they'd all met.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
You pulled it off. They pulled it off.
Yeah, they did. They did so well. So proud of them.
I mean, they were all excellent. There was one who slayed every walk. And I think you know who I'm going to say.
Yes.
That was, is it Rosine?
Rosie.
Wow, that woman has got some moves.
Yeah.
I was lucky to get her on video and she's actually on my Instagram reel rocking her swimwear.
Yeah. The confidence that she exudes, it's contagious. And yeah. It's amazing.
I wish I could dance like her.
I know, me too.
She was incredible. And and I'll make sure that all these, you know, those images that Georgia's got on her Instagram account and so forth are linked in here. But, yeah, that was a fantastic event. And then after the catwalk had finished, then we all got together. And I think this is when, you know, the vibe changed again. Yeah. And I like using that word vibe because I sell vibrators. But there was a closeness. All the women got together and we sat down and we listened to
everyone's stories on the panel.
It was
much different vibe from the last panel that we had. It was probably a bit more serious, which was really nice. And while the discussion on the panel went for quite some time, we actually ran over the event by an hour and a half. So note that one for the next event, maybe make it a little bit longer or stick to the timeframes. But it was nice from the venue to actually let us to have that extended time. It was just so engaging. I mean, the next one, I definitely want some more question time from the audience because I don't think we got enough of that. But it's still so engaging and hearing these people's stories of how they've come to a point of where they are. So like I had Ellie from Comfortable in My Skin and she's predominantly vulva positivity, but she also is just basically body positivity, human empowerment, you know, do what you want to do because it's what you want to do. And she's just so, her energy is just so captivating and she's amazing. And we had Kirby Sam, who is an influencer, a plus size influencer, model, advocate. She's incredible. She's a very close friend of mine as well. So it's nice to hear her side of the story and be a proud friend, also like seeing her captivate the audience with her story too. And we had Rachel Calvert from Marvel Lane, who's a bigger busted swimwear label, and she's branched out into lingerie as well as clothing. And she's, you know, just had a child. And so she's navigating the world of motherhood and her breasts growing due to breastfeeding and running a business and, you know, maintaining life and some sort of sanity. And then we had my makeup artist, Julia from Cork and Contour, who stepped in at the last minute because I did have a sexologist, Naomi Hutchings, who was meant to be on the panel, but she caught COVID and she couldn't actually attend the event. So Julia actually stepped in on the day. She was with my makeup and I got the text from Naomi and I was like, hey, Jules, you want to do this? She's like, okay. So she's actually a makeup teacher at a school, but she also created Australia's first boozy makeup lesson as well. Oh, yeah. So it's like cork and chroma, but she does cork and contour, so for your face. So she stepped in and it was more around education, that the fact that makeup isn't superficial and, you know, you can wear the makeup to for yourself and, you know, you can increase your personality for that day by wearing it on your face and your outfit. And I think we had so many different elements and so many, it was just all worked well and all gelled together, and the panel bounces off of each other, and then one person asks a question on the audience and then another person asks a question, and it just becomes so captivating. And trying to figure out how to make that work the whole time without the audience losing interest is trying to find that happy medium there. But it was really good.
And as a witness to this event, I'll just explain to people how comfortable people were becoming in this event. Women were sharing their stories about orgasms and not having an orgasm. And there was one lady who was, I think, 29 and said she'd never experienced an orgasm. And to say that publicly in front of a group of women that strangers, you don't know, I think, you know, that's...
It's such a safe, sacred space.
It really became this holy sacred event that time, and I'm really looking forward to the next one, Georgia.
Thank you.
When do you have one planned?
Oh, I haven't done that yet. I'm thinking, well, I was wanting to do them as an annual event, but I do need to do something in the interim, whether it's a big booby bash or I'm thinking maybe a big booby brunch and having something a little bit different. But I'm not entirely sure how to make that work yet, but to be advised.
Maybe we should put our heads together.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I have a few ideas.
Oh, how good. Yes, we will connect.
Yeah, well, look, I'm absolutely delighted that I've met you, and I'm looking forward to supporting you in this event, because I just thought it was, it's something that Brisbane and other cities like Sydney, Melbourne, country towns need something like this as well.
Yeah, I'd love to take it interstate.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fabulous. And you're right, you know, bigger busted women do have difficulty finding correct, bras, clothing, dresses.
Yeah.
I can put my hand up and say, as a larger woman, designers make an assumption that for someone over size 22, 24, you must also have big boobs.
Mm.
I don't.
Yeah.
I've got a C and a B.
Yeah.
Of different shapes, and I'm always struggling to find something that fits.
Yeah.
So maybe there's going to be, you know, a mid booby bash one day.
Well, I mean, big booby bash is a bit of a play on words. If you've got boobs, you're welcome. Yeah, so yeah. It's, you know, just because you have a larger bust or a smaller bust, you still probably have experienced very similar stories developing breasts, and, you know, building that relationship, whether, you know, you have a small bust and you want a bigger bust, or you have a big bust and you want a small bust, or you're over sexualized or you feel like you're not sexualized enough. Like, there's so many other, everyone has their own story, and working on yourself and your relationship with your breasts can make you feel more positive about them and how they look and how they make you feel. And I mean, there's surgeries to enhance that or decrease that as well. Mm. So, you got boobs, you come to Big Booby Bash.
And you have a great time and you meet like-minded women. Yeah. I certainly did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just Georgia. Very proud of everyone that comes at this event, the one in February. I found that the age group was much older. Which was amazing, and I reckon there was probably about 10 people there that were by themselves, and that's incredible for women to do, put themselves in a position where they have no idea what it's about. They've only read something on the internet and seen videos and photos and have put themselves out of their comfort zone and agreed to let themselves go to something that they've got no idea about. And that's fucking amazing that people have done that. It's so cool. I love it. Well, I would ask my friend, you can buy yourself.
Well, actually, one of those, the women that were there on their own, I became friends with. We just chatted the whole event.
Yeah.
And found we had a lot in common, particularly in business.
Yep.
And, her name's Angela. Hello, Angela.
Yes, good.
And, I can't wait. I think it's, you've got so much opportunity to use the energy from that event, even though, it was in February, bring everyone together again for that brunch.
Yeah.
Or to have a catch up online. It really was an outstanding event, Georgia. And
thanks so much. And
congratulations. You should be very proud of yourself for achieving that.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, look, thank you for coming on today. I didn't want to make this about sex.
Just boobs.
And the boobs are part of it a little bit. But I really wanted the world to know more about the Big Baby Bash.
Yeah.
And to, connect and get your message out there.
Thank you. Yeah, if anyone has any questions specifically relating to it or how they can host something similar, definitely up for chatting. So just reach out.
Yeah, and we'll make sure everything's in the show notes.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Georgia.
Brilliant. I'll
talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye. I can't wait for Georgia to have another Big Baby Bash. It really was an incredible event. The room was full of women who all connected together. I mean, they may not have had conversations directly, but when we sat down for the panel, everybody was in the moment. And I'm so pleased that the Spicy Boudoir was able to donate one of the main door prizes for the event. Now, if you enjoyed my chat with Georgia, I spoke to two other women I also met at the Big Baby Bash. There's Ellie Sedgwick from Comfortable in My Skin. Her interview with me is called 500 Vulvas because she's driving around Australia taking photographs of 500 vulvas. And she's going to make this fabulous coffee book for women to flip through and look at other women's flaps. And she's also a very big advocate for body positivity. Another advocate for body positivity and definitely breast cancer awareness is the gorgeous Maya Diamante, who I interviewed recently as well. Maya's a fabulous upcoming burlesque star, and I encourage you to either watch or listen to those to our interview where she talks about her Check Your Melons performance. Well, thank you again for tuning in. Hope to see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Maven's Private Diaries. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and took away some wisdom, chuckles, or inspiration. Let me know your thoughts, either positive or constructive. You could leave me a review on your listening app. So this podcast is the property of Susan Jarvis, me, the Maven. For inquiries, please visit www.thespicyboudoir.com.